Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello and welcome into another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. I am Davey Hudson alongside former Titan Denard Walker. We appreciate you joining us here today. Unfortunately, not a great start to the 2021 Titans campaign. That was a rough one, Denard. We're going to break down where things went wrong and really just try to let's view this as a therapy session for the first week after seeing how things went. But Titans drop to the Cardinals 38-13. We'll talk about it. But before we get into that, I want to ask, do you believe? And Believe in Titans is presented by Bet Online. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. D, I just want to get your initial reaction after the Titans really failed to come out of the gate. They looked lackluster in all three phases of the game. And I know it, in this one, it's probably very hard to simplify like just where things went wrong. What was the biggest problem for the Titans?
Everything. Where do you want to start? You want me to kick let's start at the opening kickoff. This was, and I think Aaron Taylor, you know, who called this game, he was commentating today, and I played against Aaron, played at Notre Dame. He said it best: when it rains, it pours. It was pouring down, even though we physically couldn't see it. And Davey, it just looked like Arizona was playing about, 10 times faster than Tennessee. They looked lethargic at times. It was no excitement. You would have thought that, you know, there was a few times in the game where the Titans were able to make a play, and then that was going to galvanize, you know, the offense or the defensive units. And it was kind of like, you know what? Nothing happened. It was just everything went downhill from the opening kickoff. And so the way you look at it is this: if this is my worst game to play in the first game of the season, I'll take this and learn from it and make sure that I improve the next 16 weeks.
Definitely looking at how we got started. First drive, three plays, punt, didn't gain a yard. Arizona comes right down, scores a field goal. I think you're really lucky to kind of hold them to that. Next drive, Titans get two plays, negative 15 yards, and you get the fumble. I mean, they were just in Ryan's face the entire day, and then obviously they didn't have far to go. They end up getting the touchdown. It was another one of those situations where you really got an opportunity to kind of stop them, and you just let them get a pass into the back of the end zone on third down. And third down was this team's kryptonite last year. Not getting a pass rush was this team's kryptonite as well. I mean, and those two things combined obviously don't make for a recipe for success. It just continued to be a theme. And we thought after watching some of the preseason games, all right, schematically, I know we're not going up against some of the best opponents or starters for that matter, but it looks like they're at least doing some things to kind of get you going in that regard. And we just didn't see that. We had two sacks on Kyler throughout the day, and I know he is one of the shiftiest, quickest guys that you're going to have to see in the pocket at all this year. But, man, it was frustrating in that regard. And then you just couldn't get Derrick Henry going, and so that made it even more difficult because, as we know, I mean, if you can get Henry running at the level you're used to seeing with him, it usually opens things up for Ryan, and you're really just neither one of those things were working today. And so the Titans got down. I mean, they were outscored in every quarter this game except for the fourth where no one scored. But, I mean, at that point, it was already well out of contention. But Before we continue talking about this, I would like to take a brief moment to talk about our newest sponsor. That's Balance 7. With Balance 7, it is a pH balancing alkaline supplement drink. It's like vitamins or supplements, but in a liquid form. In just 1 ounce a day, three times a day, and in a week, you will see the effects. You can see how Balance 7 can really make a difference. And right now, if you go to balance7.com and use the promo code BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V, you'll get $10 off their 32-ounce bottle. The bottle lasts 11 days, which is the perfect amount of time to fill the pH balancing drink, go to work. Again, that's balance7.com and use the code BELIEV at checkout. I did. If it works for me, it can work for you too. D, from a defensive standpoint, not able to contain Kyler. They really were just able to pick and choose how they wanted to beat you. What message would you give to Titans fans as we look to move forward? And obviously, we're going on the road to Seattle next week. They had a good opening weekend win against the Colts. And you're really hoping to not fall to 0-2 because, I mean, statistically, teams that start 0-2, really an uphill climb whenever it comes to making the playoffs.
Well, the first thing is it's just week one. There were 16 teams that lost, and I'm not going to put my money on, you know, a certain team right now. This is the first week, but you know what? Probably the out of the 16 teams, one of those teams that lost today might end up winning the Super Bowl. I mean, and I'm going to say this is the first game in this team didn't take as far as the starters are concerned. This is not the same team that we saw in preseason. Okay. You take Rashawn. And you take Jayon, they were probably the only two starters that basically got reps during the preseason. 98% of the starters didn't play other than Tier Tart. So I knew coming in today, because they haven't taken any reps, that sometimes it's hard to get in what we call game simulation mode, which means preseason is like going 50%. Regular season is like going 100%. It's faster. Okay. Everything picks up now. And they just wasn't able to respond to Arizona. So, D, what happened was we couldn't match their speed today. They were playing about 10 times faster than the Tennessee Titans were. You start off, let's just go back to the first series of the game. And I'm going to talk about this game because it started from the opening kickoff, Davey. And go back to 13-21 in the first quarter, and Jack Rabbit had a tough day today. This is why sometimes as defensive backs, we need to take a few reps in the preseason to get kind of our footwork down. And we saw his footwork basically with 13-21 in the first quarter. He tried to go up and play bump press man with DeAndre Hopkins and basically got turned around. Kyler ended up hitting DeAndre for about a 30-yard gain, which is what led to the 3 points, the opening 3 points. And we saw him come back and on that dig route where he beats him in the end zone. That's not all Jack Rabbit's fault. That's what happens when you allow a quarterback to get out of the pocket. Now, they move Kyler laterally. That's what you want. It's like playing Lamar Jackson. When you get him moving side to side, it gives you an advantage. The problem is when somebody like Lamar steps up, he's gone. He just wants a crease. Kyler can do it all. He can find a crease, or he likes to get outside. We saw that second play where he got outside of Harrell, which was end up hurting them. And then the second time, Harrell kept him contained, but he reversed and went to the other side of the field and was able to make another play with his legs. And that's the problem when you have a quarterback who's so elusive like Kyler Murray, is that a majority of his plays, when things break down, especially the pocket, he's a nightmare to contain because he's so small. It's hard to contain him because half of the time you can't see him. But again, you just got to give it up to this offense. Cliff Kingsbury had his units, both all three units, all phases, his offense, his defense, and his special teams playing at a different pace than his Titans units today.
Denard, you talk about the speed, and I mean, from this standpoint, yeah, it's about speed, but it also just goes to the power. And I thought on both sides of the line that the Arizona Cardinals were just outmanning our guys. Taylor Lewan said it after the game. He said that Chandler Jones exposed him. Chandler Jones put up 5 sacks. And I know Taylor's coming off a torn ACL, but it doesn't look like he's been doing any preparation whatsoever whenever you just look at how bad he played today and how great that Arizona front really front four, they weren't sending a ton of blitzes. Like really, when you take a step back, they were just able to get pressure with their front four, and they were making us pay. Isaiah Simmons, I said it before the game, I said he's the guy I'm really interested to watch, because we know whenever he was at Clemson, he was able to do it all. You can play him at so many different positions. And, you know, last year, I think he was really trying to get his feet underneath him at this level. And then you saw that after having that 1 year of play, things are really starting to click for him. And I mean, he led the Cardinals whenever it came to total solo tackles. And then, I mean, like I said, Chandler Jones, five sacks, really five sacks. I mean, that's insane. There's no reason a single player should be getting five sacks in a game in the NFL. And we thought the offensive line would be something that you would have be a strength and continue to rely on. But as we know, Derrick Henry wasn't able to get going. He had one drive in the third quarter where he kind of had something. But other than that, he had less than 10 yards rushing in the first half, which is just, if Tennessee wants to win, that cannot be what happens. I try to take a step back, look at just everything that went wrong. And it really does have to be a snap and clear mentality for this team after this game. Like if I'm Vrabel and this coaching staff, I mean, you kind of have to go back to the drawing board and just start from scratch from a game plan standpoint, because you got out coached tremendously today. Like it wasn't even close. And I was questioning, and again, I know it's a long season. It's a longer season than we've had when you look at the regular season, but with Cliff Kingsbury, I was kind of questioning what was going to happen for him. But I mean, at least for game one, he was ready, and you can tell that his team was prepared, and ours certainly was not.
Well, that's a part of the game. You know, Vance Joseph, you have to give him credit, the defensive coordinator and former Titans, all-time great Marcus Robertson, who's the secondary coach. He has to be pleased with the fact, I mean, he's pretty much saying, you know what, my guys, they played really well in the back half. They played a lot of zone today, kept everything in front of them. I thought Robert Alford and Byron Murphy, Buda Baker, the Pro Bowler, and Jalen Thompson, hey, them guys, they came to play today. So you got to give it up for the back half of Arizona. But, you know, today was just, it's one of those days, unfortunately, it happens. And if it happens, you want it to happen earlier on in the season, because it's only going to get harder. They got to go to Seattle next week, and they're going to play the same kind of quarterback in Russell Wilson. You're going to see arguably the best receiver in the league in DK Metcalf, along with Tyler Lockett, who might be the most underrated receiver and, you know, and player in the National Football League. And then you think about that defense that Arizona's got. You got Jamal Adams, the best safety in the league today. And then those ends of Alton Robinson, LJ Collier, and Rasheem Green. It's going to be another tough task. And you got to travel all the way to the Pacific Northwest. So it's not going to be get easier. And what you want to do is, Davey, is take this film. You want to be critical of yourself. You want to watch this game. And what you want to do is to learn from it. Take a few things and say, this is what we have to clean up, because nothing is over. And if you're a coach right now, yeah, I agree with you. They did get out coached today, especially didn't play Kyler well. Everybody knows when you play against Kyler, it's about lane discipline. If you can stay in your lane, but you also got to know that this guy right here, the offense is generated around him. And K2, he was unstoppable today. I mean, it looked like one of those PlayStation games. He was just kind of picking them apart. But again, I mean, it happens. My problem today, I don't understand, Davey. Now, you help me understand if I've competed against a lot of offensive coordinators. When you have a stud on one team, you always have to account for that guy. Now, let me ask you something. You're going to be an offensive coordinator for today, okay?
Okay.
So if we were playing the Chargers, who would be the one guy that you would say, you know what, we have to account for this guy? He might be the X factor on this team. Who would be that one guy?
Bosa.
Yeah, there you go. If you're playing against Cleveland, who would you say?
Garrett.
There you go. When against Chicago, who would you say?
Khalil Mack.
There you go. So let me ask you something. Why didn't they account for number 55 today, Chandler Jones? He's only a three-time Pro Bowler. He's a two-time All-Pro. He's just in his 10th year. So why would you run a play fake to his side? What were you anticipating as an offensive coordinator, that he was going to roll down the hill and take the play fake? No, he sat there, and that could have been demoralizing for a team. And that's really where everything went wrong, is on that second series when they came out. Ryan could be lost for the season if Chandler would have, he basically could have decapitated Ryan. He just hit him good enough that he ended up fumbling, and then Arizona picked it up, and they would only get 3 points out of that. But what I'm saying is, you have to account for that team's stud, their playmaker. You know what a playmaker is? Typically, the highest paid guy on the defensive side of the ball usually is your rush it's your rush edge player. We talk about Myles Garrett, $100 million. We talk about Joey Bosa, $100 million. You got to account for those players. And today, we saw a one-man wrecking crew for Arizona. And let me say this, Dave. Imagine in baseball. Maybe you know when baseball players hit for the cycle, it's like they're in a zone. You know, was that a single, double, a triple, and a home run? The only thing that Chandler didn't do was get a pick. If he would have got a pick, what do you call that in football? Where you got, what, 5 sacks, 6 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, and what happened? He would have got an interception. What would you call that?
Yeah, I mean, total, like in baseball, it's hitting for the cycle, and I don't even know what you'd call it here. I mean, D, you talk about getting that pressure and like having a guy like that you have to account for. Well, the Titans went out this year and they signed a guy by the name of Bud Dupree.
Yeah.
How many tackles do you think Bud Dupree had today? You're holding it up. I know our audience can't see it, but you're just holding up one finger. That's right. He had one tackle. Danico Autry, another guy you went out and got one tackle. You got to get some production out of these guys. And so, I mean, here's the thing, Denard. So Danico Autry and Bud Dupree, they each had one tackle. They had the same amount of tackles as our starting tight end and Anthony Firkser. It's unacceptable. You can't have that. And so whenever I'm taking a step back and I'm just looking at who had a good game, no one had a good game.
No one. It was a total team loss. And that's the greatest thing about this game is that sometimes when it's bad, it goes bad on all units. We even saw in the kicking game. I mean,
we were going to get there.
We haven't talked about it,
but Sam Ficken ended up going on IR.
How does that happen? Two of your kickers on IR.
It's a groin injury. And so then they go and they get Michael Badgley he was a free agent, but he was on he played for the Chargers last year, but we had him on the practice squad. He comes out. He misses his first kick. It's not something that's just, oh, wow, it's a very difficult kick to make. He missed I don't even have it right in front of me, but he missed that, and then he missed an extra point. Yeah, 34, and then he missed an extra point.
Right.
And so it's just like, and you start that off, and it's just like this team cannot get the kicking situation under control until you get Ficken back or you get somebody. Like, I'm of the mindset, man, like, play it like it's Madden, like, just go for two every time. I feel more confident.
No, you wouldn't.
What?
Don't do that.
You're not a fan of it?
No, don't do that.
Give the kicker a chance.
Yeah, give him a chance. This is what, first weekend? Yeah, give him a chance. You know, I thought that was one thing we talked about in a lot of our recent podcasts was hopefully the kicking game wouldn't be a conversation. And then when I saw Sam Ficken on IR, I said, oh my goodness, Davey's going to really, he's gonna really want to talk about this. So. Yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those positions that we just cannot seem to get under control. But before we continue this conversation tonight, I did want to take a quick moment to talk about some exciting news because Believe has partnered with Play Action Pools. What this is you'll be able to get in on the action with our PlayActionPools.com Football Pick'em Challenge, which is open to everyone. That is right, everyone. So here is how it works. Sign up for the contest. Believe Football Pick'em at PlayActionPools.com, and then get your picks in each week. We're going to select the 10 highest profile games of the week between NFL and college football. Whoever gets the most picks correct each week will win a pair of electric sunglasses and a pair of DC shoes. Again, go to PlayActionPools.com and sign up for the contest. Believe, B-L-E-A-V, Football Pick'em. And if you plan on hosting your own football contest, go to PlayActionPools.com today. They've got Survivor Pick'em, as well as cool sportsbook-style concept called Build Your Bankroll. PlayActionPools.com, your new home for all your office sports pools. So, D, we've kind of talked about each unit of the game, talked about how the offense wasn't able to get anything going. I mean, we have all these nice weapons in A.J. Brown and Julio Jones on the outside. Chester Rogers led your team in receiving. Derrick Henry, outside of one drive, not able to get anything going. And a lot of that, I do think, has to do with the offensive line woes. But then we looked on the defensive side. You don't get any pressure on Kyler. He's able to have a fun day just hanging out back there, just rolling around, just waiting for somebody to come open. And then in the kicking game, we just discussed it. I know you said if you're heading to Seattle, you're critical of the game, of the film altogether, but I'm trying to look for reasons for optimism. I know we still have these guys. They're going to continue to get some play together throughout the season, but I mean, you're going up against a good team, and we'll talk about it later in the week as we break down this, or we preview the Titans versus the Seahawks. But I mean, if you're Mike Vrabel, what's this message that you're trying to send to your guys? Like, is it just a snap and clear mentality? Is it a, I mean, obviously you got to hold everyone accountable, starting with yourself at the top, but I'm just trying to figure out, I know it's week one. I don't want to overreact, but it's like, what's next?
Well, what you don't want to do, first of all, you do not want to panic. It's week one. You have 16 games left. Okay. It's a long season. And what you want to do is you want to get back to the basics, get back to your DNA. So when this team goes up to the Pacific, beautiful Pacific Northwest to play the Seattle Seahawks, one of the things you want to see is the team that's going to come out next Sunday and they want to run the football. They want to establish their DNA. They cannot deviate from their DNA. Their DNA is running the ball, their physicality, basically man on man. And it starts with their stars. Their stars are Taylor Lewan, Roger Saffo, Ben Jones, Nate Davis, and Dan Quisenberry. Those are the rock stars. Those are the anchors of this team. If those players, those five guys, those five players that I just mentioned, if they're not playing well, and if they play like they played today, next Sunday, this team will get beat. That's the way it works, dude. You called it out when you said it's up front. That's where Arizona won the game today, up front on both sides of the ball. So when they go to Seattle, and if I'm Bud Dupree, I'm taking a page out of Chandler Jones's performance today. And I'm saying, you know what? They pay me what? They're going to pay me $84 million. The way that Chandler Jones played is the way that I need to be playing every game for the next 16 weeks. So you're going to see a hungry football team, not a desperate, but hungry. And the way that you get that bad feeling out of your mouth, especially when you get beat, is to go take it out on your next opponent. Because the most important game in the National Football League is the next game. So right now, be critical. If you're a fan, don't get down. Well, we're supposed to go to the Super Bowl. Listen, nobody wins the Super Bowl in week one. Okay? So again, we're going to see a better football team come Sunday. Because I'm going to tell you something. You are a reflection of your coach. Okay, Mike Vrabel is a tough-minded football coach. You emulate your leader. And this is a team we saw last year. When they lose 1 week, they come back the next week. And it's like, okay, there's a sense of urgency. And that's what they have to have this week. You know why? Because you're right. You don't want to go down 0-2 because it's only going to get harder. So this team, they're going to bring it. They're going to bring it to the table because I don't think this organization can take, you know, losing going into the first part of the season with like a 1-3 record, because there's so much expectation that's been placed on this team because they have all the pieces in place to make that run to get to Inglewood, California. And I told you earlier, we talked about this and I alluded to the fact that if they're not winning this year, there can be changes. Unfortunately, that's the way this business works when you got all the pieces in place. So you will see a sense of urgency come Sunday. And that's what Mike Vrabel is telling his team. We have to have a sense of urgency when we get on that plane to go to Seattle.
The good news, Denard, that I'll also add to this is that the AFC South is not looking to have a great season this year whenever you really take into account what each team has. Mentioned it earlier, but the Colts drop a home opener to Seattle. You looked at the Texans beating the Jaguars. Jaguars, long road ahead for them. But next week, you have the Colts playing the Rams. Rams have, we've not got to see their performance yet by the time we're recording this. That game for Sunday Night Football is about to take place. And the Jags are going to be playing Denver. They're a big-time dog for that one. And then the Texans go on the road to face the Browns, who looked pretty good in their first game against the Chiefs. They lost a close one. So the fact that the rest of the AFC South is not in an advantageous situation bodes well for us, because really, I mean, I know you want to be firing on all cylinders. You want to have a great season and be in contention, but ultimately we know the goal is win the AFC South, make it to the playoffs, and then go from there. So right now, at least looks as though you've got some other competition that's at least struggling so far. And if you can just take advantage, that'll be a nice, that'll be something nice for us to look on and be like, okay, well, at least we're not in a division that's going to be extremely difficult to win when it's all said and done. But, I mean, that's way out in front of us. We got some time before we have to really start looking there, but it is just a little nice tidbit to keep an eye on. As we know, week one didn't get the job done in every component of the game. Really going to have to go back to the drawing board. Denard, you and I are going to look at this Seahawks team, what they were able to do week one, just obviously knowing what Russell Wilson can do, the weapons that he has. And, I mean, it's a program that franchise has been consistently good ever since Pete Carroll's really been there, and obviously since they've had Russell Wilson come in. So we'll continue to look at what that matchup will look like for the Titans. But, D, before we go, any closing thoughts after having this game obviously go the way you did not want to see it?
Yeah, don't panic. That's the key word today is panic. You know, I was on a team that end up in 2000. I don't like to go back that far. We lost our first game against Buffalo. I mean, they beat us up real good down in Buffalo, D. I'm not going to lie. And they beat us down. But you know what? That team came back and won by five or six games in a row and end up with a 13-3 record and winning the AFC. So again, everything that this team is trying to attain, it's still right in front of them. Don't panic. Just the way that you get through tough times is you have to be critical of your play. And I will say this, Bud Dupree and Danico Autry, they were brought here to show up. They were brought here to be not just good football players, but to make this defensive unit, especially this interior defensive line, they were brought here to do what Chandler Jones did today, and that's to make an impact. So we're really going to focus on those two guys next week because I'm telling you, they're probably, if you're the defensive line coach right now, you're saying right now, hey, I need more production out of you two.
Yeah. I mean, everyone in the building, no one should be feeling good after what we witnessed today.
No.
And fortunately, like you said earlier, we have a lot of other opportunities to come out here and perform at a high level and hopefully start to just look like the team we saw at times over the past couple of seasons, because that was, I mean, that was bad where you're thinking, well, maybe you might get something in the second half, try to make it close. We really never got it. I mean, at one point you had it to 11, but still the defense couldn't get anything going. And then once the offense had an opportunity, it just ultimately fell short again. But we'll be back later on in the week to talk about this Titans Seahawks matchup. We'll discuss everything there, but hey, for Denard Walker, I am Davey Hudson. You have been listening to Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. We appreciate you listening, and as always, Titan up. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We are available on all your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. And you can follow along to keep up with all the latest Titans information on Twitter at Believe Titans. That's BLEAVTITANS. And hey, if you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact Believe at Believe.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.